This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The trade war between the United States and China is escalating, with both Washington and Beijing firing additional salvos on Friday. VOA's Steve Herman reports President Donald Trump is ordering the U.S. taxes increased on Chinese products valued in excess of $500 billion.
The U.S. president took action after China announced it is raising tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resuming 25% tariffs on American autos in retaliation against duty increases Trump had earlier proposed. Trump on Friday also said he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, but he did not explain under what authority he is making the order to American industry. The tit-for-tat actions by the two countries have unsettled financial markets. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump went after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's interest rate policies on Twitter Friday. As AP's Mike Hempen reports, the Fed chairman is being coy about future interest rate cuts.
Jerome Powell says President Trump's trade wars have complicated the Fed's ability to set interest rate policies, but he's offering no hints about the possibility of more interest rate cuts. Powell believes there's increasing evidence of a global economic slowdown and suggests the president's trade wars have contributed to it. But he says although the U.S. economy faces risks, the outlook remains favorable, and Powell says the Fed will do whatever is necessary to sustain the expansion. Powell made the comments while speaking to a group of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump heads to France for the G7